AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump travels to North Carolina to look at hurricane relief efforts there. He will also go to California. Wildfires are still burning there. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
I'm honored. Thank you.
California Governor Gavin Newsom.
To sign these two bills appropriating $2.5 billion effective immediately out of the communities impacted by these wildfires.
With fires still burning and new ones erupting, the funds are intended to support response efforts, evacuations, sheltering survivors, and removing hazardous waste, and to help local officials speed rebuilding of homes and schools.
I want to thank everybody that cleared the deck, didn't play politics with this, that recognize that people are in need.
State lawmakers approved the aid a day before President Trump was set to visit. He suggested any federal wildfire relief should come with conditions. But if the state funds, Newsom says,
this is about distilling a sense of hopefulness.
I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump is expected to zero in on one of his frequent targets for criticism in California, state water policy. A final confirmation vote is expected in the Senate today for President Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is surprised the nomination has reached this point.
We are being tasked to trust our armed forces to a man with a history of erratic behavior. One of the kindest words that might be used to describe Mr. Hegseth is erratic. And that's a quality you don't want as head of DOD.
The former combat veteran and Fox News host faces allegations of excessive drinking and aggressive actions toward women, which he has denied. Active duty troops have started to arrive in Texas and San Diego to support border security. President Trump has ordered the release of thousands of classified governmental records related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. This is AP News. Prosecutors say a recording captures the ex-interpreter for baseball Shohei Ohtani impersonating Ohtani to transfer money. Ipe Mizuhara has pleaded guilty to bank and tax fraud for stealing almost $17 million from the Los Angeles Dodgers star. The recording is of a phone call made to a bank.
Who am I speaking with?
Shohei Ohtani.
It's unclear when the call was made.
I tried to log into online banking and it told me that's not available to me at this time.
The legal filing says Mizuhara started to access Ohtani's account in 2021 and changed its security protocols so he could impersonate him to authorize wire transfers. For this call, the amount was
$200,000.
What is the reason for this transaction?
For a car loan.
What is your relationship to the payee?
He's my friend.
Prosecutors say Mizuhara gambled all the money away, but he did not bet on baseball. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting. And terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM. Because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.